LA News, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Department of Justice announced it will not bring civil rights charges against the white New York City police officer involved in the chokehold death of an unarmed black man in 2014. Richard Donahue is the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York.
We determined that there was insufficient evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Pantaleo acted in willful violation of federal law.
New York police officers were attempting to arrest Eric Garner, then 43, for selling untaxed cigarettes on the street. When Garner resisted, asking officers not to touch him and batting their hands away, they restrained him. Garner, who was heard saying he couldn't breathe, died in the altercation that followed. The DOJ concluded there wasn't enough evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Daniel Pantaleo, the officer accused of killing Garner, had violated the Federal Civil Rights Act. To do so, Donahue said, the government would have had to prove Pantaleo willfully used more force than he could have believed was necessary. South African singer and anti-apartheid activist Johnny Clegg has died in Johannesburg at age 66. He had pancreatic cancer. Clegg was nicknamed the White Zulu for his use of Zulu language and dance in his performance. He was censored by the South African government for performing in multiracial groups in defiance of the law during the apartheid era. Clegg was diagnosed with cancer in 2015, but did not stop his performances around the world. In a statement, his manager said Johnny leaves deep footprints in the heart of every person that considers him or herself to be an African. The French environment minister has resigned Tuesday following reports of lavish spending while in office. He called those reports a media lynching and announced he has filed a criminal complaint against one media site for its reporting. This is VOA News. The Trump administration on Monday unveiled a new rule to bar almost all immigrants from applying for asylum at the southern border, requiring them to first pursue safe haven in a third country through which they had traveled on the way to the United States. This is Elizabeth Russell. She's a spokeswoman for the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Refugees.
The point about this measure is that we believe that it really puts vulnerable people at risk, vulnerable families. And it's also undermining efforts across the region to devise a response that is coherent and collective to deal with the movement of people from especially the north of Central America towards the U.S.
Designated an interim final rule, the measure goes into effect on Tuesday, potentially shifting the burden onto countries like Mexico and Guatemala to process asylum claims. The Democrat-led House of Representatives is set to vote sometime later today on a resolution condemning President Trump's, in their words, racist comments directed at members of Congress. That's in response to a series of tweets Trump issued attacking four lawmakers of color. Trump set off a firestorm of controversy on Sunday by tweeting that those lawmakers should, in his words, go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came. He said that even though three of the four were born in the United States, although many in the president's own party have condemned the comments, some have stepped forward to show their support. Liz Cheney is a Republican congresswoman from Wyoming.
Our opposition to our socialist colleagues has absolutely nothing to do with their gender, with their religion, or with their race. It has to do with the content of their policies.
House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer announced the vote set for today and said he hoped Republicans would, in his words, put country before party and vote in favor of the measure alongside Democrats. NASA is marking the 50th anniversary today of the Apollo 11 moon landing. Two of the three astronauts on that mission, Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins, are at the Kennedy Space Center today to mark the anniversary. Neil Armstrong, who took the first steps on the moon, died in 2012. NASA is planning 8 days of celebration for the moon landing's golden anniversary. And Turkey commemorated a three-year-old failed military coup on Monday as the fallout over the botched takeover deepens political divisions within the country and strains ties with its Western allies. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan attended events in the capital, Ankara, to mark the anniversary of the coup attempt, which took place on July 15, 2016. He visited Armed Forces headquarters, which were, at the time, the scene of bloody fighting. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
VOA 1. The best music today.